Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Mark Rowe, Senior Manager for Business Development at Trillium. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Carl. Happy to be here.
So for those who don't know about Trillium, can you give us a sense of what the company does?
Trillium is a leading provider of renewable fuels and alternative fueling stations in markets and fuels like compressed natural gas, you know, commonly referred to as CNG, hydrogen, electric charging, and solar. We specialize in fuel supply, design, and installation and operations of those alternative fuel stations. And our core customers are, we really run the gamut of fleets, from municipal fleets to transit buses, all the way to trucking and refuse customers. So we work with them all.
So how rare is it for a company to build, maintain, and operate alternative fueling stations?
It's, rare in the grand scheme of transportation and fuel. I would say that alternative fuels is still relatively new. In fact, engine technology and availability in the heavy-duty segment really makes, if you look at a fuel like CNG, really only about 10 years new if you think about some of the heavy-duty engines that are available on the market today and are continually improving. But back to your question, not many companies really cover the entire supply chain in the alt-fuel spectrum like Trillium. It's a service that we offer our customers, so they don't really have to go out and work with, multiple vendors and contractors when it comes to integrating, alternative fueling stations into their fleet operations. And that can look a couple different ways. It could be a behind-the-gate private fueling solution for their alternative fuel of choice, or it could be, leveraging the Love network and working with some of the real estate that we have at our disposal at Trillium.
So as you just mentioned, the Love's travel stops, I know our listeners are very well aware who Love's is. So how did that relationship benefit your customer?
Love's is a very big name in transportation. Love's Travel Stops itself has about 500 locations nationwide, and they're continuing to grow. I think average the last few years, opening about 30 or more truck stops every year.
Wow.
As the professional drivers and the traveling public continue to hit the road, their frequency of seeing Love's locations continues to increase. And, Trillium is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Love's family of companies. So we plug right into the enterprise and, again, have access to that real estate. If there's an alternative fuel need for a fleet, that we could look at a Love's location to utilize. Alternatively, we can, again, work at behind-the-gate solution for a fleet to have depot charging or fuel at a terminal for some of those professional fleets out there. But certainly a lot of advantages being under Love from a professional standpoint, and we can pass a lot of those on to our customers in the transportation space.
So I know, as you explained, Trillium has rapidly evolved from solely being a compressed natural gas company to where you are today. So why do you think that is?
CNG is certainly a core part of our business, and really is where our roots come from. We've been in business nearly 30 years now. Why CNG in the past, and why diversification forward? So the CNG piece is, it's easy for me, but it never hurts to say it to those maybe not as familiar with it. Natural gas is an abundant domestic fuel. We have a large quantity here in the United States. It's an affordable fuel that has really found its sweet spot in transportation. Why have we expanded past CNG is simply the market is demanding it. CNG has really found its foothold, and it's a technology that is here today. It's available today for all market segments, light, medium, and heavy duty. And we see a lot of investment and effort continuing in natural gas, but also really a lot of excitement and focus on electric transportation going forward. And that's not new for the light duty segment, but certainly seems to have a lot of momentum in the heavy duty space, along with hydrogen. We're really excited about hydrogen as well. Hydrogen is a zero emission fuel. It has the ability to replicate that diesel-like fast fill experience, similar to a selling point like natural gas is, where you can get those trucks and buses back on the road quickly. So we see a lot of excitement in hydrogen, especially with transit operators. In fact, we'll soon be opening the nation's largest hydrogen station in California within days.
Congratulations. So can you tell our listeners, what are some of the environmental benefits of hydrogen fueling?
Hydrogen is absolutely a zero-emission fuel. If you think about the transit space, how many millions of people ride public transportation every day? By implementing hydrogen buses and modes of transportation, you're really impacting the emissions profile of those vehicles for those cities that have air quality issues or are certainly interested in environmental improvement.
Where do you think Trillium and Love see the future of alternative fuels? Where's it going?
We see it going up and expanding. The way we look at our position in the marketplace is to be a comprehensive solution provider for the fuel of choice for our customers. And you could say that easier by saying, we really look at our value proposition as one partner, any fuel. We want to work with fleets considering alternative fuels that already have alternative fuels in their portfolio or a combination of the two and try to find solutions that make sense for them, that we can rely on our history of solid project performance, implementation, and again, leveraging the network of a broader and larger company that has real estate available for some of those heavy-duty on-highway applications. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the future is bright, and look forward to being a partner for those fleets that are considering or are new to alternative fuels. We're happy to have a conversation and see where it goes.
So how can people learn more about Trillium?
You can hop on our website, trilliumcng.com. They prefer to just reach out to me directly. The easiest way is probably to just get me by email, mdrowe@trilliumcng.com.
Well, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mark Rowe, Senior Manager for Business Development at Trillium. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.